Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Vasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. Tina Pasantino, and here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasantino.
Yeah, hello everyone, I'm Josie Pasantino. Welcome to the hour and a half special episode.
Squirrels have entered the building.
He's back. Hello. Hi.
Well, why are you here? It's only Thursday.
I know. I was just getting to that. It is our special, special show. It's our Conscious Entertainment Radiothon. We'll be on Friday,
it's not a show about squirrels?
No, it isn't a show about squirrels. Yeah.
You have to make a call.
Like I said, it's a very special hour and a half episode. It is Thursday. I know people are getting a little confused, but we're also going to be on Friday for the Josie Show. This is just a special extra episode for you guys. It is our part, the Josie Show's part, of the Conscious Entertainment Radio-a-thon, and I'm very excited because we are going to talk, we're going to have a lot of positivity here. Now, here is my producer, slash mama bear. Here is Tina to the show.
You know, my introductions are always different, and they are always so much fun.
I know, right? I had to think of a few. I'm in such a great mood right now. It'll be good. Oh, dear. All right. Positive show. Yes. Roll your roll. Okay.
Oh, it is going to be a fantastic show. Tonight we are here as part of a radio marathon that will go until 10 o'clock Eastern. Our portion, the Josie Show portion, obviously starts right now, and it's going to go until 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, if I got that all right.
Yes.
We're going to be here for about an hour and a half. We have got, let me see, 4, 5... We've got about 6 guests scheduled. We'll be lucky enough because in a half hour we're going to bring in Polly Carmen with us. She's going to co-host with Polly Carmen from Champagne, who's been guest many a times, and we just adore him. So we are thrilled to death to have him join us tonight.
Amen.
Tonight, our whole show for tonight, our special show, is dedicated to talking about positive lyrics for our youth. And Josie being still youthful, unlike me. That is very important. So,
very.
We have to make sure, yes, we do have freedom of speech and all those wonderful things, and we certainly don't want to change that. But in the same token, we want to make sure that what we try to put in front of our children is the most positive things that we possibly can, which is why keeping music programs in school is so important. And parents getting involved is very important. So why don't we talk really quick here before I start the promo so everybody has the official words. Why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about what you're doing with your song to ensure that positive music stays in school for children.
Yeah, my single, Teenage Girl, if you go to josiepasantino.com or iTunes or, you know, whatever, and if you buy it, some of the proceeds will actually go to helping keep music programs in schools. A portion of that is going to be, donated. So it's very exciting because when I was in public school, because I was in public school from what, kindergarten to seventh-ish grade? Oh, my goodness. I was always in public schools, music, like choruses and
band,
talent shows, orchestra, everything. And it really helped me and got me interested in music and pursuing music, and that's why I want to spread that around to everyone else and tell all kids that, you know, if it's just picking up an instrument or, you know, singing or writing songs, it's a good way to express yourself, and it keeps you from doing interesting things.
I just want to add that Josie's going back to school so she can learn to play the cowbell.
Yes, I have already started school. I'm a senior. Senior citizen. No, I am senior. And so, yes, I am back in school, and I really do want to play the cowbell. So if anybody teaches how to play the cowbell. Oh, goodness. Oh, my head is all crazy.
Oh, we're going to have that at that. Okay.
this is a rated G show now.
You can always send us an email at tina@josieshow.com or josie@josieshow.com. And she would love to take some lessons. So we need to learn how to play a cowbell up in here because she is determined to get a cowbell into one of her next songs. That is for sure. So I have got a little promo here that I want to play for you guys.
Hey. If you can't play cowbell, there's always the triangle on the tambourine.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe she'll do cowbell and I'll do, like, the triangle. That sounds like fun. Then we'll give you the tambourine, Alan, and we will be good to go.
The Josie Show Band.
Yeah, that's what we'll do, the Josie Show Band. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a promo now so you guys all hear straight from Conscious Entertainment and from the radio chat that's going on so you know exactly what's happening and why we're here today. So let's hear from Maxie.
Mad Max, what up? Your boy holding it down right here at Conscious Entertainment Radio. That's what I represent. ConsciousEntertainmentRadio.com. We need a conscious world, a conscious nation, international and national. Conscious Entertainment wants to thank all those who have been supporting the ideal of having a forum of chat for those struggles we as a society can change. It's really odd our world knows the children of today are struggling, yet they sit back and complain. Whatever happened to teach our children right? We want to hear from you. If you have something on your mind, make it known. Here's your chance. Be empowered to do the right thing for kids where music lyrics are concerned. Don't kids deserve to be kids? Didn't you have a childhood? And when you were growing up, weren't you innocent? Restore the innocence in children. Restore the lyrics to music that is entertaining for all audiences. Thank you.
And that was a message from Mike Max Heat Mosley, who we adore. So, yes, awesome. Awesome sauce. That's all we could say. He basically explained everything you need to know about what we are doing, all that good stuff, a little bit more about Conscious Music Entertainment and what we're about. So, Tina, what do you think? Are you excited about this?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a super great lineup tonight. I believe that we are going to have some great guests on. We are going to hear from Devin Rush will be joining us momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
She is known as the singing waitress from season 10 of American Idol. She's going to join us here shortly, talk a little bit about
her
lyrics. Yeah,
absolutely. I remember her.
She's awesome. And she is a great advocate for children.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thrilled to have her on the show tonight. That's going to be great. Our longtime friend Skylar Jett will be joining us for a little bit as well. Very positive music coming from him consistently. We have got Brenda Birch coming on, who, again, great, great positive music, does some great programs with the youth, so we'll have her on today as well. Bonnie McGill, who has been a guest before for us as well, great positive music always coming from her. She is an absolute delight. We look forward to getting her on the phone tonight. Amanda Taylor, who actually was with us on the last radiothon that we had done for MuseArt World some time ago, she is an educator, and so she will tell us from an educator standpoint how important music is and the positive music that children hear and how it affects their life every day and their future as well. So we'll get a chance to talk to her, and of course Pauly is beyond awesome, so he will be here with us tonight as well. So we'll welcome him here in just a little bit too. He's going to come on, and he's going to chat away with us, so it'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're watching this here, you can certainly catch us at josieshow.com. You can listen right there. Also, if I understand correctly, we are also streaming from Facebook as well, but from the Conscious Entertainment page. So if you go to facebook.com/Conscious Entertainment, we should be streaming live from there as well, and you will get to catch the entire marathon all the way till 10 o'clock Eastern there. couple of hosts after us as far as radio shows go. We'll have Mike Maxeat Mosley. We'll present about an hour as well in this radio marathon, and so will Lewis Marklin. So we are very, very excited about that. So we've got some great, great shows coming on. All of us teamed up again to talk about positive lyrics this time.
Yes. Yeah.
So we are excited. Anytime that we can all team up together and
bring
a bunch of wonderful people to you to talk about how important music is.
I mean, one person could, of course, talk about it, but when there's a series of different people talking about it from all over the world, it means a little bit more. Don't you think? I mean, you know, there's so many different people who believe in it, and we're here to express what we feel about it, other people's opinions of, you know, this topic, and so we're just going to have fun and be us.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we have some people who popped into our chat room, too. So let's say hello. We've got Bonnie in there who will be joining us here a little later tonight.
There, Kat.
And absolutely. Andrew's there, and Alan, and me, and you, and anybody else who wants to come join us after work tonight, come on in.
Yes, I just posted everywhere, so we'll be having a flood over here. So,
and we'll
yes.
be here till what, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Do I have that right?
Hour and a half show. So
hour and a half show.
You guys all calculate because we're so many time zones.
That's right. Come join us. And, of course, we'll have our regular scheduled program tomorrow as well.
Same time.
So Josie
yep.
show tomorrow. We've got fantastic guests tomorrow as well. So we'll talk about those just a little bit later. We should have some surprise callers tonight as well, which is awesome. So we certainly look forward to that. And we will go through and we will get as many guests on tonight as we possibly can for you to hear from.
Yeah.
And we'll have some music tonight, too, actually.
We are. We're going to have a lot of very positive music, of course, because the whole conscious entertainment, you have to have positive lyrics. I'm sure it's going to be really fun. And we have a call.
Yeah, it sounds like, doesn't it?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Carla.
Hey, it's a surprise call.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Who is it?
Hello?
Bring on the squirrels.
Bring on the squirrels. We will. You know, we're going to have to dedicate a whole show to the squirrels because, you know, I'm sure they're interested in positive lyrics as well.
Yeah.
You know how to keep the positivity
in those squirrels.
Keep running up and down those trees. That's what I say.
Yeah.
So we will do something special for our mascot. Don't you worry.
You're learning. I taught you well.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. You taught us everything we need to know about radio squirrels.
Yes, squirrel, you are a master.
And if you listen to our shows, you'll know that we've learned from squirrelology.
Squirrelology! I would love to take that course.
That is just good. I know.
Yes, and
if you'd like to call,
hold up on
please.
All right, so I think what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and we're going to play your positive motivational song, Josie.
Let's bring it.
As we wait for Devin to call in, we're excited, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to pop that on right now.
Yes, let's put it on. Everyone, here is my debut single, Teenage Girl, and remember, you can purchase it at josiepasantino.com or josieshow.com. And this is not my song, but
but if it was, that would be really in good shape.
And when you buy it, some of the proceeds go to helping keep music programs. So here we go. Teenage Girl. Enjoy. Buy me.
I'm a teenage girl living in this big world.
My debut single, Teenage Girl. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember, josiepasantino.com. If you buy the single, or you can buy it on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, all those other fun sites. Some of the proceeds will go to help keep music programs in school. So it is going towards something which is very, very important, and I think music programs in schools is the most important thing ever. It helped me out, and it helps so many other kids. Bottom of the girl says, I love your song, Josie. Thank you! Jesse J. Hudson says, I like that song, with a little smiley face. Ooh, smiley face. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for liking it. Woohoo! So happy to hear that. I love it. So I am on Facebook and Twitter right now, chatting away, getting people to join us. People are really excited.
Are you on our actual streaming site where we're streaming at right now?
I am on our website, and I am on the Conscious Entertainment because it is on Facebook as well.
And is it streaming from there? Heard all over?
Yes, it is. I've seen Mike Mexheat Mosley post it.
Okay,
so
great.
I'm trying to find that.
Let's check it out. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And we just had a caller, but we had a little issue with getting the call through. So as soon as they call right back in, we will go ahead and give that another shot.
Sounds like a plan.
They disappeared on my switchboard here.
Please
so.
Note, everyone, this isn't a normal show.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a crazy fun show that has a message, and you got to listen to our message.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So yeah, here it is right here.
Awesome. Great. So we've got everything streaming. Awesome. That is some good.
Yes, everything seems to be working so far.
We
are good.
All right. So,
yes.
Caller, if you're listening, go ahead and please call back in. We've seen you on the switchboard, and we need to get you back on there. So go ahead and give a call in, and we will get you through for sure. So that is some good news here. I'm excited about that.
Yes, and Alan is having fun with the sound effects already, and you can totally guarantee he'll be using the sound effects often during the show because he just loves it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
We have got some more. Mm-hmm. If I can go ahead and just look right here on
my
board, we are going to be talking to, as I had mentioned, Bonnie McGill is going to be one of our guests later tonight. But we want to make sure that we're able to fit in all the music, and later as callers are calling in, we might be a little pressed for time. So I'm going to go ahead, and I want to get that in now. So I'm going to go ahead and play Bonnie Gill's song now, and she'll join us a little Bonnie McGill song now, and then she will go ahead and join us a little later tonight. So why don't we play her song, I Love Loving You. We'll get that on right now,
and
we will be right back.
I'm ready. amazing, 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 amazing Bonnie McGill. I love loving you. She's going to be, as we mentioned, she's going to be on the show a little bit later tonight, so we'll get to chat with her a little bit about that. So I am very, very excited. Woo! All right. I'm so excited for today. I can't even express how excited I am. How about you? Are you excited for everyone to call in?
I am super excited. I can't wait. And hopefully we can get...
Are you unmuted?
Yes, I am. And hopefully we can get Devin through. That may have been her that was trying to get through before, so we'll see if we can get her through. But like I said, since we're going to be talking to people back-to-back here and we want to get everybody's opinion in, I'd like to play some of the music now while we're waiting. That would be super. So why don't we go ahead and let's get on Brenda Birch's song. She has a song called There's the Children, and we're going to play that one right now because I don't want to miss any of these later in the show. So here we go.
Rock on.
Yeah.
love it. That was Nourish the Children by Devin Rush. What's going on?
Sorry, I confused you with
Devin.
Nourish the Children, and that was by Brenda Birch. So,
there we go.
Yep, we got that one on there. Absolutely. We had to make sure we fit all these on. And let's give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room. They're starting to join us here after work. We're so excited.
All right. Yes. Hello, everyone. Okay, so I will announce. Hold on. Let me see here. My computer, like, totally crashed, and that's why I'm not seeing everybody's phones and stuff. And who's from?
There? Should I give a read down?
Yes, please. My computer is crashed.
All right. You keep pushing buttons, and I will handle that. Sure, absolutely. So, great big shout out to Alan, who's here helping us stream again. He rocks. Bearcat 2010. Sean Bryan is joining us tonight. Jesse J. Hudson. Bonnie McGill, Darren Rhodes, Dee Stacks is here. And I have to say that we have got lots of former and upcoming guests in our chat room. We're excited to see that. Sean Bryant is going to be joining us here in a little while. We've got him as an upcoming guest on upcoming shows of the Josie Show on regular nights.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse J. Hudson is going to be a Josie Show guest soon. Bonnie McGill, we're going to have her back. She's been with us before. Darren Rhodes, we're going to have him back too. And Dee Stacks is going to be a guest on the Josie Show as well. So we are excited to have everybody with us tonight. And let me just go back to the switchboard here and see if we were able to rectify our caller who was trying to get through. No, it doesn't look like it. But we are about a couple minutes away from Polly Carmen from Champaign joining us to co-host the show here with Josie. And also, we're hoping to have Skylar Jett call in, and we still have to hear from Brenda Birch. And we have also got Amanda Taylor and Bonnie McGill going to call in tonight. So anybody else who is interested in calling in and talking to us on our special episode here tonight that we're doing with Conscious Entertainment as a part of a radio marathon, feel free to call in. The number that you can call in to voice your opinion on positive lyrics for our youth, many people in here, songwriters themselves, go ahead and give us a call at 646-381-4339. Again, that's 646-381-4339.
Yes.
You can call in. We'll put you through, and you can tell us how you feel in the situation surrounding lyrics that are exposed to our children nowadays. So you being still very young there, Miss Josie, why don't I go ahead, while we're waiting for our friends, why don't I go ahead and, you know, ask you the question. You know, you write songs as well and perform now. So as far as positive lyrics go, I mean, sometimes when we're getting out messages, and we'll talk about this later with some of our guests, you know, not all songs are about butterflies and ice cream, although those are our favorite topics.
They are.
So, you know, what do you do when you want to get a message out, but yet you want it to be something that any child can listen to?
Well, first off, I think, is it something that I would be able to listen to, that you would let me listen to?
You hit the nail on the head, because parents truly have to play a large role in this as to what they allow their child to hear and do, you know. I mean, if you came to me with a song that you had written and it had all kinds of special stuff in it, and I know you would never do that, let's say you were a different child, you know, I would say no. And we have to make sure that there are people that are standing up for our kids, whether it be teachers, other educators in their lives, their parents, other family members. You know, people have to, you know, be able to say, hey, you know, there are songs out there that you can listen to that are not about drops. They are about, you know, regular situations that people hear every day or people go through in their life. But there's always a nice positive twist.
Right. And and there's a lot of songs out there that all genre that you know, have cussing or really bad messages that are giving you know, kids and teens my age really, really, really bad messages. And you know, so what I do is I stray away from all of that, and I kind of try to make the world a better place. I like to, whatever I write or whatever I put out there, I want to not be ashamed later in my, when I'm older
and
have kids.
You don't
want to
hide?
Yeah, and kids and grandkids. I want my kids to, I want my kids to be like, yeah, that's positive. That's what, you know, that's a good song, not, oh my! You know, I don't want to be hiding my kids from songs that I write. You know, So if they're good for the rest of my family to watch and listen to, then I am fine. I'm good. And that's what I try to do. That's my goal.
Well, with you being only 17, I think it's important that, you know, we hear from teens and children like you who can tell us, you know, what it really means to them and how these songs do affect their lives. Now, your very first song, Teenage Girl, obviously very positive, very motivational,
mm-hmm.
you know, all about chasing your dreams. Doesn't matter how old you are, you know, young or old, don't let anything stop you. You know, go after them, you know, obviously in the appropriate ways.
Right.
So that was very motivational. Now, you're going to be continuing to write songs, actually, for a bunch.
The difference between... the next song that I have, it's still positive. It's called Practice Boyfriend. And, yes, people would automatically assume, oh, this is going to be like a telling off kind of bad song.
Yeah.
But I do it in a way that nobody, you know, heard it before. I do it as a way to kind of, you know, if you were in a bad relationship, you can learn from it. You can be in a better place, you know, than what you were in. And you can, you know, move forward and be happy. I mean, I do it in a very positive way always. And there's no cussing. There's nothing bad. It's what kids can learn from. It's a very, very motivational song. And you'll find that with my album. Every single song is relatable. It's not, you know, preaching. It's nothing like that. But I do it in a way where it's still positive, yet very entertaining, and you can groove to it. So, I mean, it's all good. It will be all good, and I hope you guys will like it. Practice Boyfriend. It'll be coming soon. I'm getting ready to go in the studio to record that one pretty soon. Nothing in stone, but definitely it'll be out there. So I am very excited about that. We got a caller. Oh, Sean C. Bryant. Best link for the fundraiser, Sean Bryant's fundraiser for the new album is www.sellaband.com/Sean, S-H-A-U-N-C, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Or you could just head over to his Facebook fan page. That's his fundraiser, so please check that out. I wanted to mention it. Now, what do we got?
All right, so... I am excited. Our co-host is here, Josie. So I am going to put through Polly Carmen from Champagne. And our next guest isn't here yet, so you've got a little time to chat. So that is good. Talk to Polly about his music. He's been writing amazing music for a very long time. Learn a great lesson from him. So we're going to get him rolling. Polly, are you there?
Polly.
Hello, Polly, are you there?
Hello?
There you are.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Polly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just fine, girl. Good to hear you, and you're doing a great job on Conscious Music Radio. Sounds
Thank
wonderful
you.
Coming through. And I heard Teenage Girl, and you know that's one of my favorite songs. You go, girl.
I'm
doing a wonderful job.
That's actually a really big compliment for someone who, because you are an amazing, amazing, amazing artist, and I'm a huge, huge fan of yours. Like, seriously, I think I told you this before, but your song, Dial My Number, was, like, stuck in my head for, like, a week. Your songs are amazing.
Great. Thank you so very much. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it very much. I really do. And you know what? I'm so proud to say that I am I'll just put it like this. I'm a recipient of the Sparkle Award from Conscious mm-hmm. Music Entertainment, and I feel so very proud. I received this award for Champagne, and it's an honor. It's an honor to get that award. It really is, and to be representing Conscious Music Radio. Yes,
wow.
Absolutely.
That is definitely well-deserved, and that's for just being positive and being yourself, right?
Absolutely. That's right. Mm-hmm. It has to come through. You know, music is what I do. Music is what you do. That's what we do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be positive with it and very aware and very conscious of our lyric content that we put in our music. You know,
yeah.
We just can't throw anything out there because we have to realize it's the kids, it's the children of today that, you know, are listening. They're listening to the music.
Yeah.
Music is a wonderful thing. You know, everyone loves music, let's face it, you know. And when it comes to radio and, you know, the youth of today, it soaks in. And they really live what's being crammed in their ears, you know. They take it to heart, and it means so much to them. So we do have to be conscious about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many, like, I mean, I know my friends listen to the radio, like, religiously, and so do I. And, yeah, I mean, it's a natural thing. Of course, you're going to, you know, you love to listen to music, you know, on the radio. But there's so many songs out there now with all different genres that have, like, really bad messages, you know, cussing and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, Okay. That is so not a good message for teens and kids, because they're going to, you know, they look at that as, you know, a role model, and then they're going off doing crazy things. I mean, I'm like, really?
Yeah. You know, it's so very true. And I mean, it's kind of like what you were just saying. I was listening to you about the songs that you're going to be writing next and recording next, and what other content is on your album. You know, it's still music you can rock to, still music people can rock to, you know what I mean? And when you sing a ballad, it's a love song. That's cool. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be filled with vulgarities and you know, a bunch of not positive messages, you know, a bunch of negative things and thoughts. And music is powerful. You know, music is very, very powerful. And, you know, it goes without speaking, but a lot of people don't really stop to think of how powerful music really is, you know. I mean, it's invisible. It's a breath. But you can use it to really bring about negativity, or you can really use it to bring about very positive, very beautiful thoughts, very loving thoughts. So, you know, we have to be aware of that as songwriters and artists that are recording and putting music out these days. You're doing a great job, Josie. Go, Josie, go.
You too. I think that music is kind of like a universal language. I mean, everyone from all over the place can understand music. And when I think of music, I think more of like, you know, healing songs that can, you know, really move your soul, make you happy. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you don't have to add really bad words and stuff to that. You know what I mean? Just
That's
be yourself
right.
And, you know, that's all you need.
Absolutely. You know, I've spoken with a lot of youth in the the youth Go program, the Boys and Girls Club. I've visited Don Moyer's Boys and Girls Club and things like that, you know, and I run into kids who say, you know, well, yeah, I'm into music, you know, I'm into rap, you know, and so I gave them a little thing to do. I said, okay, if you're a rapper, let me see you write a rap or give me a rap without using any vulgarities in there. You know, replace your cuss words with words that say what you really are trying to put across, the meaning of what your words are really trying to say. You know, no cuss words, let me hear it. It was a silent room, you know what I mean? But after a while, they started coming around with really very interesting raps that, you know, they didn't know that this power was in them to take the vulgarities, change them, change the words, figure out what it is they're really trying to say with these vulgarities, you know, turn it around and put it into something very meaningful. And it meant more when they put it across. I mean, really, they had more rhythmic ideas because the words had more syllables maybe in them, okay? We'll put it like that. So, you know, it's a cool thing to do, but, you know, give it some thought. Give it some thought to what you're writing, you know, and be aware of what success means to you. If success means something that is very positive in your life, then make sure that that's what you're putting down in the studio.
Definitely. That's a really good goal for, like, kids, like, right now. If whatever genre they like to sing, you know, country, rap, anything, right now, just, you know, try to songwrite. Of course, it doesn't have to be perfect, but try not to, you know, put any cuss words or anything. I mean, I think that would be a really good goal and see what we come up with.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's right.
I think
that's right.
People, do that. Send them in. We'd love to see them.
We'd love to see them. Let's see you hit the chat room with that. Come on.
Yes, exactly. Let's do it. And what I thought is really cool is because you actually go to, you know, schools. I mean, you talk in front of kids and you teach them all this stuff. I've seen your video for, I believe, MuseArt World that you did, and you were there. And your presence just, you could tell the kids were just so blown away and amazed that someone, you know, was singing and doing everything that you were doing, and you made it fun. It's a really cool video.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. It's a PSA, a public service announcement for the MuseArt Foundation, which is, you know, bringing music and arts, or keeping music and arts in the public schools, because as we all know, you know, they're taking away music and arts out of the public school systems. And it happens more and more all the time. If you just are aware of it, I mean, look at whatever your community is in your school system, check it out. See if they really have a music program. Maybe they used to, and maybe now they don't. But, you know, it's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. I love going back into the schools. I used to teach. I was mainly teaching and tutoring and mentoring kids with autism and,
right.
Things like that. And I worked with children like that, but also the so-called mainstream kids, regular kids in the classroom. And I found that they learn better when there was music involved. When there was music involved, mm-hmm. when I had music going, whether it was classical music or whether it was ballads, love songs going in the background, or even up-tempo music, the kids focused more on their studies. During study period, I'd put on classical music, and their concentration level was much more on point than when there was nothing going on. They were more apt to get into nonsense with each other and get into trouble and, talking with each other and, throwing spit wads or whatever, flipping pencils or whatever, But when the music was on, they were very focused and things went really cool. And the children really dig it. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Got to keep music in the schools.
You do. And speaking of keeping music in schools, Alan, who is our web designer and one of our producers, wants to talk a little bit about it on air, hopefully. I wonder what he'll say. It's always a mystery.
I'm here. Hey, how you doing, Paulie?
Doing fine, Aaron. How are you?
All right. We got our first guest standing by, so I'm not going to take up too much time. I just wanted to say that there's actually been studies done, and it's been proven that kids that learn music in school do better in their other subjects because music is also teaching them coordination, math, reading, writing.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. And that's a brilliant study, whoever's doing that study. That is fantastic.
Yeah, but people, including the school districts, don't realize everything kids learn just from music.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. I mean, there's math in there, right? There's mm-hmm. math. I mean, poetry also, there's a rhythm in poetry, but it's also mathematical if you think about it. I mean, that's a wonderful thing, Aaron. Yeah.
Well, it also teaches them how to think better, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And work with other kids, too, It helps keep a positive atmosphere. I mean, it gets kids working together, writing music.
It gives them a positive social environment, unlike online social networks.
True.
Amen.
Very true. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, so many kids today, they go on Facebook and they really don't know how to interact with others in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very true. There are ways to use everything. Like we were saying earlier, how music is so very powerful. You can use it in a wonderful way. You can use Facebook in a good way also. You can use all this social media in wonderful ways. But if you aren't aware of how to use it, then of course, it's going to be detrimental to you. Yeah.
Yeah, what has been really cool, and I don't know if you guys seen this before, but people are actually starting to go on, Facebook and Twitter and even Skype to, communicate with people all over the world to write songs together and to play music together. I mean, you're using it for all that kind of stuff, to get to know other musicians, and it's really cool. Very
Absolutely. Amazing. Communication around the world through music, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Alan. Okay, we got Brenda Bouchard on the line. You ready to talk to Brenda?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Hello,
great.
Josie.
Okay, so my producer, Tina, here, she's going to be keeping us on track.
I'm going to try. I wish more I put up like a Christmas tree right now, so I'm going to try.
You can do it.
But we're going to bring Brenda Bouchard on for a couple of minutes. Brenda, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tina. Hi, Josie.
Welcome to the show,
Hi.
Brenda.
I hear a familiar voice.
How are you? Good to hear you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paulie. Nice to hear you, too. I was just listening live. So many great points. I don't even know why you want me here, because I have nothing else to say. You've said it all.
No, it's never all said, that's for sure. And especially, I know when you come on, Brenda, you've been such a plus with all of the music that Champagne has done. Brenda is such a melody person, and she helps to put together the music for Champagne and coordinate as a musical director. She works as, artist development. She wears so many different hats, and she keeps it. She helps me keep it together. because Josie, when you have a whole staff of people that you're working with, I won't say staff of people that are working for you, because it can't be that way. You have to be a team player, really do, and you can't just, yourself think that you know it all. I never say that I know it all. I will never profess to know it all, because that would be a downfall. Absolutely.
Brenda, I can seriously vouch for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I said, I can seriously vouch for that. I thought you were going to take a breath, so I was going to squeeze in. Yes, he's so great to work with. And it is important. The minute someone thinks they know it all, that's how much you know they don't know, because we all have something to share, and that's what makes it so great. We have a great team. And thank you for your comments, Paulie, but, you survived for number of years without me before I came along. You know that. You had it all together. Man, you had some great accomplishments before I came along.
Well, as you go along, you meet brilliant people, brilliant-minded people like Josie Pasantino, who I started, I said that name today, and I was around a group of my people in the office today, and I said, Josie Pasantino, Josie Pasantino, Josie Pasantino, and they were like, yeah, he's too tired. He's making up a rhythm song about Josie.
Let's do it.
I appreciate that. Hey, you know what, you guys? I'm going to cut in real quick. I'm going to bring Skylar Jett on the line with all of you to say hey, okay?
Great. Let's have fun.
All right.
Let's bring everybody on. This would be like a big old party line. Remember those back in the day? All right, here we go. Hey, Skylar, are you there?
I'm here, family. How's everybody?
Hey, Skylar, how are you?
Hello, Skylar.
Staying alive like the Bee Gees,
love it.
Everything good, guys?
Everything is wonderful. Wonderful, bro.
What a wonderful conversation you guys are having about positivity and lyric content. And we all knew that, and we need to pass it on down to the young people and get the vulgarness out of the lyrics, because it's okay to use any style of music as long as the content is reaching people where it can heal them and educate them.
Yes, absolutely. And what's your take on positivity? Because your songs are very, very, very positive, and you always maintain that. Can you tell us a little bit about what positivity means to you?
Well, anytime you can help another soul via music, Paulie and I, that's our calling, and that's a gift that God gave us, and it's for us to use it the right way. And so if we can use our lyrical content to touch another human being and maybe shed some light on beauty and pull people out of bondage, music is the best healing agent we've ever known. It's the number one language. I've been to 37 countries, and every one of them had music. So it brings us all together. And so now it's just time to I started a whole new movement. I gave the name Conscious Music Entertainment to our beautiful sister Malia, and she's run with it, and look, we're all on the phone right now. So this is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, Skylar. Absolutely. That is
Skylar,
so true.
You touched on something. This is Brenda. Nice to
Hi,
speak
Brenda.
With you again. You touched on something that is so important. You said you used the word bondage. And I think a lot of people don't realize that physical bondage isn't the only bondage that a lot of people live within. Exist within, not even live within. Because when that mind is bound by chains and all of the oppressions that won't allow that mind to grow and be everything that it can be, man, I got to believe that that's even worse than the physical bondage.
It is. And you know, right now I have a song out the American Cancer Society is using called I Survived. And it's really wonderful to have. You know, I haven't had cancer, but I lost my mom and I lost my first wife to cancer. But the beautiful thing is to have cancer survivors call me and go, wow, I have to pass your song on to people that I know that are being diagnosed. And if my music touches anybody like that, that's more than money. And so that's how we got to use it. I mean, there's historical songs from Marvin Gaye and, you know, they used their songs to help stop the war back in the Vietnam era. So and look at all the, you know, you had a lot of the service people over World War I, World War II. They lived by certain songs that would carry them through the field.
Yes,
absolutely.
And, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, music takes your mind off a lot of stuff. And it, like I said, look at How About Us? Look at that. There's somebody going, wow, that, you know, I wasn't feeling good, and he said exactly what I've been feeling. See, that thing right there just brings you back.
Yes, very well.
Did your job right.
Yeah,
right?
Well put, Skylar. Absolutely. You know, we get Champagne gets calls and emails all the time that say, you know, I met my wife. Through this song, we use this song in our wedding. We still go back and listen to this song. We're very blessed to have still radio rotation with that song. It's still out there. It has nothing really to do with how record companies are pushing it, but it's just a message that's in the song. So that's absolutely right, Skylar. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And the beautiful thing is it reminds people of a certain time. You know, there's certain songs. You know, when I was a youth in the Motown era, there's certain songs you can go put on right now and it'll bring you back. You know,
right.
It's always the lyrical content. And so every one of us from every one of our eras, including Josie, you know, there's certain songs that will, you know, you can put it on. If you feel in a certain way, you put that song on, you go, hey, you know what? I'm not by myself.
That's right.
That's timeless music.
It surely is. And Josie, I realized that you were just in, I believe, South Carolina, and did you perform your Teenage Girl song? And
I actually did. Yes.
Yes.
I actually did. And the reaction, you know, everyone just looked like, wow. I mean, a teen is actually singing something that's not, you know, something that you have to block the kids' ears from, you know?
Yeah.
And it was so cool, which made my whole night. A teenager actually at the show, I think 13 years old, actually came up to me after the show and said, I loved your song because it basically explained my whole life. Mama's Little Angel, which is a lyric in there.
Yeah.
And then growing up, and now you're on your own way and becoming what you want to be, which I loved.
see, that's how powerful lyrics are. And then, you know, a lot of people don't know that singing, when you're a vocalist, you're also an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And for that 5 minute, whatever the topic is, you have to make people believe that you're singing that song to them for the first time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Every time you step out there, because there's people waiting on you. And my brother, Paulie would tell you, you know, there's people waiting. They go, yeah, but when you go get to my song? That's true, though, right?
It's very true. Very true. Absolutely. And
it's
Brenda, for a person who plays music almost every day to a different category of people, I mean, you have a transient audience in Las Vegas that you play to almost every day. Am I correct on that?
No two audiences are alike unless there's a referral contract that comes through and you happen to have a mixture of guests that showed up at one event and they're invited to a second. But yes, and it's just really interesting, Josie, you talk about, you know, the reactions of people. That's when you know you've connected to your audience. And, you know, I've always said, and I've always made it my rule, you make them laugh and you make them cry in the same show and you've got them. right in the palm of your hands. They are open to anything, because when you touch those extreme emotions, you've gotten to their heart and soul.
Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
To,
and Scott,
I have to. Sorry.
Go right ahead.
But I just have to say, I mean, you're very proud, of course, when you put out a song. You're very proud that you have a song out, because it was my first song, and I was just happy to have a song that meant so much to me. But I think getting the reaction that I did from other teenagers, I think that meant the most to me, and it meant the most to my mom and to Malia and everyone involved.
Yes.
And I think that's the best part of what, I mean, we do.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And doesn't it feel good to you, Josie, when you write something in a positive air and it clicks in someone else? I mean, it clicked in you, and now it's clicking in someone else. They get it, and it's a positive thing. I mean, you know, you could have used that time to write anything. I mean, you were going to get radio mm-hmm. time, right? To write something so positive, like Brenda said, when you touch the emotions, you know, I know Skylar writes a lot of songs that really go right for emotions. They go right for a person's emotions, whether he's going to write something mm-hmm. that's going to make them feel very proud and strong, and they're going to achieve something or other on one level or another, or, as he mentioned, writing a song for the American Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good feeling.
And Josie, we need you as a beacon, because here it is. I mean, you know, Paulie and I and Brenda, we're a little older, so we're old enough to have youth.
What are you talking about, Skylar?
I'm sorry, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm glad I'm on the phone.
No,
you can't
right.
hear me.
I couldn't leave it alone.
Yeah. But when I go out and speak to young people, mm-hmm. young people will listen to young people faster than they will an elder. And mm-hmm. so for you to be out there, everybody out there is talking about themselves, and you're out there talking about, this is how we can get out of this crab bucket, or here's how mm-hmm. we can help each other. That's really a powerful and positive thing coming from a young person. So I commend you and keep inspiring young people all the time.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah.
Young people, youth mentoring youth is really where it's at, because,
it's so
you know,
powerful.
Like Skylar said, you know, teenagers can listen to teenagers who are doing the right thing and making the right choices. And it's so much easier for another teen to listen to another teen who's going through some wonderful things in their life because of the choices that they're making.
That's right. And keep that up. We need you so to be out there talking to young people all the time about the benefits of positive lyrics and the content. And, you know, the beautiful thing is it can be over any type of music. It's 12 notes. 12 notes,
right.
There's I don't know how many genres in the 12 notes. So just go wherever your heart tells you to go, and then find a couple of great guys, Josie, keyboard players or guitar players. And when I'm producing young people, I like to hear their voice with a guitar first.
Yeah.
And then with a keyboard, and you see which one is fighting. You know, there's some people that just sing loud, so they want to be around loud instruments, and then there's other people that want it to be a little bit more intimate and have their voice shine through. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. It doesn't matter what kind of range you got. I mean, if you look at Sade doesn't have a huge range. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you know her tone. It doesn't matter who she's singing, who she's playing with. When she starts singing, you can close your eyes and go, that's Sade. So always, mm-hmm. always study your own tone. God gave us, every one of us, our own signature, and that's our vocal tone. And he don't give it to everybody. You know, like I said, I want to talk to you about, there's two different unions, a musician union and a vocal union. There's a reason for that, because we can't plug our voice into the wall.
Definitely.
We can use instruments to make it louder, but at the same time, you have to project, and when you project like that with passion and feeling, putting that kind of acting right behind those lyrics, people are going to believe you always, and they're going to go, I can't wait to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And that's what I think I love about this show is because I think when I started the show at the age of 14, I think that kind of opened me up to learning about different, you know, genres of music and just meeting different people from all around the world. And I got to see over the years, like, different tones, different voices, different ways of music, and it's very interesting to me, and I loved it. It's so much fun to show, you know, kids my age and also, you know, adults out there, the different kinds of music that I enjoy. It's really fun.
And you know what, as a vocalist, there's a lot of things to learn. I mean, you know, I tell young people all the time, you know, you get paid for doing a commercial. That's totally different money than you get paid from being on the stage. That's totally different money than you doing a record and television. And so, as a vocalist, you need to start learning all these revenues monetary revenues as a vocalist. So you know when somebody calls you, oh, I want you to sing or do a commercial. Well, you know, you can look on the chart. There's ASCAP and there's SAG, and you can join one of the unions, and they'll have a chart of what you're supposed to get paid. And a lot of people don't know that. I don't know what to charge. Well, that's your business, and that comes with being a vocalist. So all the young people study up on. There's a good book out called The Studio Vocalist. You can look in there and find out what the chart is to get paid for certain things. But if you've chosen this path of social consciousness, there's not a lot of us out here. But the beautiful thing is it's growing because people are getting more conscious and people are tired of bad news, and that's where we come in.
Yes.
That's
absolutely right. Oh, goodness.
I know you guys are busy. I love you. I want to send love to you, and I'm going to get off so more people can come on. But thanks for inviting me, okay?
And the same with
wonderful.
Me. I want to give you a chance to talk to all of your other guests. So, Josie, nice to meet you on the air and hopefully in person one of these days. Polly, I'll be talking to you later.
All righty. Wonderful.
Thank
Brenda,
you so much,
thank you so much for joining us. And Skylar, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Oh, bless you guys. It was a wonderful show and an incredible topic. Go. I love you guys. Take care, okay?
Wonderful.
Nice to speak with you, Skylar.
Okay,
have a great day.
Thank you
guys
okay.
so much.
Have a good one. Okay, bye.
Wow.
And it's so great having them on the show and being able to talk
Absolutely.
To people who have so much experience with us. But we have got a delightful woman here who is a very talented singer and songwriter who's been waiting to come on and chat. So let's go ahead and let's welcome on Brenda Birch. And let me see if I can get her mic turned on so we can talk to her a little bit. Brenda, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey, Brenda. Thanks
Wonderful.
For hanging out. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Hi,
Ooh.
Brenda. How are you? It's a pleasure
I'm
to meet you.
Pleasure to
my
meet you,
goodness.
Too.
Wow. I want to tell you, first off, I love Nourish the Children.
Oh,
I heard that, and I love that song.
Thank you.
Your vocal timbre is so pleasant and pleasing, and
well,
you know,
thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm sure that's from. I don't know. Did you study vocally? Classically, or are you classically trained? Or
you know, my mom got me into some classical lessons when I was just a little kid, and that lasted about two or three lessons. And
okay.
And then you know, I just was performing and you know, out and about doing a different events and touring with a little dance company and taking violin and piano. And then as I got older, you know, I was in choir I did take some professional voice lessons as I got older and things and just kind of studied on my own because it is important to take care of your voice for sure.
Absolutely.
But I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely. Very soothing voice. I love that song, Nourish the Children. It just really sunk into my heart, rang in my head.
Oh,
you,
I love that.
Did you debut? I see on your note that you debuted at 3 years old.
I did.
Wow.
When I was a toddler, you know, it was obvious to my parents that I liked music and definitely liked the microphone.
I remember my mom had a little recorder with a microphone attached to it. She'd hold it up in front of me to sing the ABCs or something, and I'd grab a hold of that thing and belt out "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" and ABC. Mary had a little lamb. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I just loved to sing. And so, there was an event happening. There was a couple of thousand people there, and they had me sing. I was 3 years old, and had a fun time doing that. You know, my mom could tell that you know, I enjoyed it. And so I went on from there to record professionally at age 6, went into the studio and did a soundtrack to an educational film, and then went on from there to record some children's albums and you know, performed around town, and it just, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That is crazy. That is awesome. As Polly mentioned, I mean, you started 3 years old, and as a child, you know, starting out, you should know, of course, how important positive lyrics are to children and teens.
Yes.
What do you think? You think it's
yes.
You think it's important? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, children are so impressionable, and you know,
mm-hmm.
what they hear, they repeat. And when I was in grade school, I was asked to be a part of an album series called The Safety Kids, and I played the character named Monique. And we would talk and sing about songs regarding, you know, staying safe from physical and emotional abuse, saying no to drugs, not polluting our minds and bodies. And it was great to be a part of this kind of project because it reinforced the importance of these topics to me as a child. And fortunately, you know, my parents tried to provide me with as many positive experiences as possible, and it definitely makes a difference. You know, helping children and teens develop their unique talents in a positive way is so important. And, you know, being surrounded by positivity helps foster better choices and instill self-esteem, and ultimately,
yes.
You know, I think provides a stronger foundation to draw from as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow, that's amazing. That is just so, so amazing. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the music you have out right now. I mean, because earlier we played Nourish the Children, which Polly and I could both agree we loved.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, that's for sure.
Definitely. But what other music do you have out for new listeners out there that are like, oh, I love this positive music that you're putting out, Brenda. Where can we purchase all of it?
Oh, yes. Well, you can purchase it at my website. It's brendaburch.com, and it's B-U-R-C-H. All of my music and videos, I've got free ringtones and all of the links to my social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything is on my website. And I've got all my music there. You know, I've always kind of been drawn to positive music, and
mm-hmm.
One of the songs that I wrote is called "I'm Still Standing," and it's about dealing with loss and getting back up when life tries to knock you down. And another one of my songs that I wrote is called "You Are the Reason," and it's about that person in your life who inspires you to keep pushing on through the tough times, you know, no matter what. And so those songs and the rest of my songs are all available on brendaburch.com.
Wonderful. And, you know, you talked about what were some of your musical influences as you were growing up as a singer and performing that?
Yes.
Who was your influences?
Well, I describe my music as country infused with pop rock and soul. And,
sure.
You know, I listened to a lot of different artists growing up, ranging from, you know, Wynonna Judd and Martina McBride to Patsy Cline and Elvis to Whitney Houston and Lionel Richie. And,
yeah.
You know,
sure.
I'm definitely a country fan. And, you know, artists like, you know, Rascal Flatts and Keith Urban and Lady Antebellum. I mean, there's a lot of great
mm-hmm.
music out there. But those are some of my influences. Yeah.
Yes, and you can definitely hear the pop influence in your voice, and you
yeah.
can tell that you know how to sing in different genres. You know, that's exciting. That's
I love
exciting
that.
Right there. Yeah.
Well,
I love that you mix it up. That you like different genres and sing different genres. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it's kind of eclectic, you know. You just kind of take all the different influences, and it comes into your music. It just does, and it's allowed me to do some other fun projects like. I've written and recorded a lot of songs for Disney and Konami's Dance Dance Revolution video games, we record a lot of that kind of stuff, and those are always fun projects where, you know, you're doing pop or rock, or there's some country in there too, or I even wrote a rap song once. That was interesting.
Sure.
But we kept it positive. It was for kids. It was awesome. Yeah, so those are really fun projects.
Absolutely, because, you know, when even when you speak, you can hear, you speak with melody in your voice, you know, you just kind of have a melody as you talk. That sounds fantastic. So were you doing voiceovers and things like that also then? Are we to understand that you were doing voiceovers and things like that?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I have done voiceovers. I love doing that. Everything in the studio, I love the studio. I love music. I love, you know, doing different commercials, whether it be voiceover or singing the music for, you know, different projects. I've done video podcasts and, you know, done different talk shows and that kind of stuff, and I just love it all. I do.
Yeah,
and I love what you guys are doing. Yeah,
that's great. And Josie, when Josie went in to do her Teenage Girl, before she went into the studio, she asked me. She said, "What should I do to make me be the most comfortable?" So,
yeah,
you,
that was hilarious.
Josie's my partner, right? She's my buddy. We've been hanging out for a while.
Oh, I love it.
But is there anything that you do in the studio to make you more comfortable when or before you record or anything like that?
I think being as comfortable as possible is really key, because then your voice, your muscles relax, your voice relax, you're not so tight, you know, and your range really expands, you know, and it helps when you're working with people that you like.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That you're comfortable with. Yeah, and drinking plenty of water, you know, keep that water by you for sure. And just being familiar with you know, the music and just kind of getting to the groove of things. And just know, you know, especially in the studio, if you make a mistake, you can go back and fix it, you know. So
that's right.
So absolutely. And I, Josie, I love your music. I've heard some of it, and it's awesome.
Wow, thank you. That's awesome. That's so awesome. And, I mean, I think that is just amazing coming from both of you, because, I mean, I'm just a 17-year-old from Illinois. I mean, this is really new to me. And I just take in everything and all the inspiration that I listen to all of your music and, you know, all Paul's music, Skylar's music, and I just love it. I learned so much.
Thank you so much. I mean, you should be commended for 17 years old doing all that you've done. It is fantastic.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, my goodness. To do, I don't know how many shows you've done, Josie, but I mean, that to me is amazing in itself, you know, to be able to come on the air and be so natural and make people feel so comfortable when you're interviewing them or talking with them. It's just like having a conversation. And Brenda, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I would love to see. Are you out performing at all, or do you plan any time to?
I am. I am. You know, we're gearing up to do a Nourish the Children 10-year anniversary concert. It's coming up in October, and all of my dates and touring is they're on my website, and I have it on Reverb Nation and Facebook, and so you just go to brendabirch.com, and people can find out where I'm going to be.
Great. Yeah. People, hit her up. BrendaBirch.com. Hit her up, please. Check it out.
Please do.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is awesome. And Brenda, we just have to thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with us. And I mean, like Polly said, I have to see you perform live too.
Thank you so much. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with both of you. And I believe in the power of positive music and the kind of influence it can have on someone. I mean, especially children and teenagers. And you know, I've learned through personal experience that trials and hardships are inevitable, but I've also learned that misery is optional. I mean, it's a choice.
That's
and positivity,
right.
Yeah, positivity is a mindset. And, you know, you surround yourself with awesome people like you guys and you know, listen to positive music and good things are going to happen. And, you know, we
definitely
together can make a difference. I really believe we can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brenda. That's so well put, man.
Thank you
for joining us on this forum, Conscious Music Entertainment Radio, BrendaBirch.com. You guys, check it out.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, Josie, Polly.
Ooh.
I just wanted to let Paulie know, because he mentioned how many episodes were done. This is currently episode 148. We have not missed an episode in 3 years.
Oh, wow. My goodness. That's
148? I never even noticed that. That's crazy.
Awesome.
I also want to mention that October 5th is our third anniversary, and I hope, Paulie, you'll be calling in.
Yes.
Absolutely, I will. Be my pleasure. Be my pleasure. Not a problem.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got
a friend for life.
I won't miss the party. I won't miss the party.
We've got just a little over 10 minutes here, and we have Bonnie McGill on the phone.
Ooh,
and I want to go ahead and get Bonnie on for us really quick and chat with her. And then I believe we have Amanda Taylor coming on. So
Perfect.
Let's see if we can have them both on so we can talk to them. So here we go. Let's try Bonnie McGill first.
Okay.
Hello, Bonnie. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie. Welcome
Hi,
to the
Bonnie.
Show.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody.
Good to hear you, Bonnie. Good to hear you.
It's great to be here.
Oh,
how's the weather down there?
Hot. I think we're looking for rain coming from Isaac, Hurricane Isaac. I think the remnants of Isaac are going to come across the United States, and I think we're in for some rain. That's what I understand anyway.
We can send Isaac a message and tell him we don't want any more presents.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's right. Enough now, Isaac. Enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And Bonnie, I mean, we had you on the show before, and you're just amazing. And we actually played your song "I Love Loving You" earlier on.
Yeah. I was here. I heard it. Yes, I did. I heard it. Thank you.
What? I love that song. I love it. I love that pedal. Is that pedal steel or slide? Is that dobro? What is that in there? That slide guitar is so, that's wonderful in that song.
I don't know for sure, but
pedal.
It's a pedal.
Pedal steel. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I recorded that song at Gene Breeden Studios in Nashville.
In Nashville? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And wonderful. He had some members of the Ricky Skaggs band playing for me.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty awesome.
Oh,
it
definitely.
It's a great studio.
Yes. You can tell it's a professional group of people that you were working with there. That's
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yeah.
And your voice is fantastic. Definite standout.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is. And by
the way, I know when I went down to Nashville with my husband back in 1990, we had a full suitcase full of songs and like a box full of songs, actually, in the back seat of the car, along with two guitars.
Wow.
And we went down looking for, I made up my mind we're going to go find some place so I can record some songs. So we got a motel, and I started looking through the Yellow Pages to find music publishers. And I found this one that said Lion Hill Music Publishing, so I phoned him up. And he wanted to meet with me, and then he went over some songs, and he picked that one. And there were
mm-hmm.
six songs they did at the time, and that was one of them. But the funny thing, when I got in the studio to record, I was singing, and I got halfway through the song, and then Gene Breeden says to me, Bonnie, this song is too short. I'm sorry. We'll need another mm-hmm. verse. And I said, well, has anybody got a piece of paper and a pen? And Gene says, what do you mean? You're going to write that? You're going to write me another verse? And I said, yeah, have you got a couple minutes? And he said, okay. So I wrote the other verse, and he says to me, Hank Williams has nothing over on you, girl.
Oh my goodness, that's a compliment right there.
True,
that's awesome.
It was fun.
I love that. I love that you needed an extra verse, and you're just like, give me a pen and pad. I'm going to do it. Bring it on. Here we go. I love that.
Aww.
That's
I love what you're talking about, the positive things about children.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came from a large family of 13 kids,
yes.
And we were hungry half the times of our lives, but we had lots of love in our home. And my dad got in a little trouble, actually, and he tried to do everything he could to make money. So I shouldn't tell this on the air, but he's in heaven now, so he can't get at me. And he was kind of bootlegging back then when I was a little kid so he could make some money on the side selling mm-hmm. beer. And the cops caught him one time and they put him in jail. So the Children's Aid took a lot of us kids away when I was tiny. Oh. But anyway, when I did come back, I really appreciated my home and my life, but we had really hard times. And all I ever wanted to do was to make a difference in the life of a child or as many children as I could. I didn't want kids to hurt the way we did.
Sure.
So with my writing, I tried to get a lot of messages across to people, like don't hurt your kids or just love your kids. They're the greatest gift in the whole world that God ever gives us.
Yes.
And just cherish them. Don't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
So I notice a lot of kids nowadays, they have both parents are working and they can hardly have time for their kids.
Yes.
So the kids are being raised in, you know, daycares and babysitters and that. And often when the parents come home, they're so tired they don't even have enough energy to spend with the kids. But
yeah.
So the kids, lots of times they grow up feeling lonely and they go find other means of having fun and they'll turn to drugs or drinking or, you know what I'm saying?
That's very true, Bonnie. Very, very true.
Anyway, I think songwriting is a powerful tool to get a message across. And even if you bring up a topic that is not always a wonderful thing, if there's something you want to say, talk about something that is real, because everybody hurts. Sometimes that helps when you know you're not alone when you're going through a hard thing in your life. If you know someone else has been there too, it makes you stronger.
It's true. And your songs are very, very healing. Like if you listen to, I mean, we've played many of your songs, Bonnie, on the Josie Show, and each one of them is positive and very healing, and everyone could relate to it and get something out of it, which is very important for a song, right? I mean, I think it's incredible what you do.
Thank you, Josie.
It is awesome, Bonnie. And the story, your story, just listening to you now, it's so touching. I mean, it's like there's a book there, Bonnie. Have you ever considered possibly writing a book, Bonnie? Or because
I have a poem book I wrote, and it has a whole bunch of my life story, little poems, but there's 85 songs in the book as well.
Ooh.
Yes.
And I'm working on writing an autobiography about my life because I think I have a pretty interesting story to tell.
I think you do, too, because just listening to you in such a very short time makes me want to talk to you more just because it's so very interesting. Mm-hmm. Just that short little synopsis you gave us there of your life and times. Very interesting, but so very pinpoint on everything you've said. You know, a lot of children now do grow up with broken homes, single-parent homes, children being raised by their grandmothers, things like that. And what you say about songwriting is so heartfelt. When somebody else knows that that someone else understands they're hurting, you know, that can be very, it can really help to heal. I mean, it can be a healing. We've always said in Champagne that music is a healing aspect of life, but music is so very powerful, like you're saying. Very well put, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very encouraging, especially hearing from someone like you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, when you're a poor kid and you grow up, you always think, gee, will I ever have a place in this world, you know, when people accept me for who I am, but I think I'm doing okay now.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. We love you.
You're doing everything right.
For sure. We sure love you.
We do. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for sharing your story with us and sharing your music with us on the Josie Show. And we are just excited to play more of your music on the Josie Show, many more to come in the next episodes. And, Bonnie, I have to thank you so much for talking to Polly and I.
thank you, Bonnie, so much. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. It's been a pleasure. I love loving you.
It's been a pleasure, too.
So beautiful.
Thanks for letting me share all that with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Bonnie. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Take care, Bonnie. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Wow,
bye.
Josie. Conscious wow. Music Entertainment Radio. Man, she had a story to tell, didn't she? So
oh,
beautiful.
Definitely. This is such wow. a powerful episode. I think out of all of the episodes I've ever done or whatever, I mean, I think this is the most meaningful to me and the one that we're going to remember the most. What do you think, Polly?
Man, I think this mm-hmm. is really big. This one is big, Josie, and thank
yeah.
you for allowing me to just share it with you like this. You know, this
oh,
is
yeah.
not what I do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it feels so comfortable. And, hey, you're my buddy, so, hey, you know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You can come work anytime with me.
Beautiful.
Oh, goodness, that keeps scaring me. I keep jumping.
There's another call.
All right, you guys.
We have,
got one more guest right. who's going to join us. We've got an educator joining us. She's been on our radiothon before. She's an amazing woman. Her name is Amanda Taylor, and she's going to take us out tonight. We only have a few minutes, but I really do want to make sure we get her opinion on
yeah.
how positive lyrics are really affecting the youth as she
Please
sees them every
us.
Day. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amanda Taylor, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how are you all tonight?
We're good.
We're doing great. Doing great. Good to hear
great.
You.
Thank you. My voice is terrible because I've been talking to children all day, but I'm
it.
So glad to be on tonight.
I
really
relate.
I love talking to you all the last time, and I really appreciate you having me on again.
Oh, it is our absolute pleasure. I'm so excited that you're able to put your input of what positive lyrics mean to you, and this is your life. You're an educator. You talk to tons and tons of kids and teens and stuff. And I want to get your input. I want to hear from you.
Well, I think honestly, just working, and I've only been teaching for 6 years, and that's not very long in comparison with lots of people. But just working with kids and the age group that I work with, they're getting ready to hit puberty, which is always a super difficult time.
Sure.
And just a hard time, you know, when you don't understand what's happening to you and happening to your body and
yes.
all that other crazy stuff that goes on. I really think that music is a huge outlet for children of any age, but especially children who may not have any other way to express their viewpoint
yeah.
or express how they're feeling. And so I feel like that, I mean, honestly, as a music educator, I feel like what I'm doing is a ministry, and I wouldn't be doing anything else.
Yes, amen. Yes, I hear you.
I really feel like music is, it can be your voice when you don't have the words to say,
right.
this is how I feel,
right.
or this is where I am. And I can't say enough about music as such a positive influence in so many lives, and I'm so appreciative. It was a huge influence in my life, and I had a great childhood. But there are times when every kid, no matter your childhood or your experiences, you can't
mm-hmm.
find quite, you know, the words that you need to express where you are or what you're thinking. And music was always there for me, and I'm trying to provide the same experience for my students.
Yes.
And I know that there are tons of music educators out there who are trying to push the importance of music and the arts and how great it is as a counseling tool, as therapy, as, you know, a boost of intelligence for students who are struggling. There are so many positive benefits to listening to music and having people who, like Bonnie, who was on before, who wrote
mm-hmm.
such positive lyrics and,
yes.
and
yes.
told her story. And I can't say enough about the importance of music in our lives.
I love what you said there, Amanda, that music was always there for you, you know, and a lot of kids feel that way. I mean, because, you know, a lot of kids just cannot, fit in. They just feel that they can't fit in with other kids in school or in their, you know, their clique that they're around and whatnot, and they come home. And music is, they feel like music is all they have, but music is always there for them. It's really
mm-hmm.
a comforting for them.
Yeah.
True.
I agree. And I think, I tell my students, you know, I'm always trying to prepare them for moving on to the next, you know, the next thing. And we were talking about being in the band, and I was telling them what a great family that is. You know, you don't always get along and you're not always going to agree, but you have that commonality of loving music and
mm-hmm.
having it be a huge part of your life, and you have that support. And I think that music, honestly, there have been times in my life where I had no other support.
Yes.
But people that I interacted with through music, and I just think that it is such a warm, family, welcoming environment for so many kids, like you all were talking about before, who, you know, may not go home to dinner on the table. They may not go home to parents who are there to love them and help them do their homework and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But just to have somebody that's going to say, hey, where's so-and-so today? They weren't here. Or, you know, maybe we ought to check on that person. Or how are you today? You seem, you know, down or whatever. I just think that when you're in a community that involves music, it is so positive, and it is such a wonderful reflection on the people who are trying to, like you all, who are trying to promote that and help people understand the importance
mm-hmm.
of it.
Yes,
couldn't
absolutely.
Have said it any better myself. There you go.
That's right. That's right. It's
almost
like a source of security. That's very true. Very true. Yes,
well,
indeed.
I think what you all are doing is very, very, very important, and I really appreciate your support and your
mm-hmm.
Just the promotion of music for people like me who are struggling, you know, trying to battle the importance of math and the importance of reading, and, you know, those things are wonderfully important, but I think music and the arts in general are just as important, and just for so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
we
appreciate you coming on the show and chatting with us and giving us your intake, and you're amazing, and thank you so much for everything that you do for kids and teens, and you're just a positive, positive person, which we love here. So thank you so much.
Thank
you.
We certainly do, Amanda. Please don't stop.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amanda Taylor, everyone. Woohoo.
Thank you, Amanda, for joining us again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, Josie and
yes.
Holly, I have to say that our Josie Showtime segment is up. The radio show will continue. The radiothon will continue at facebook.com/consciousentertainment.
Mm-hmm.
There are two more shows that are hopping onto the radiothon tonight. Mike Maxheat Mosley, we're taking up a little bit of his show right now, but his show will start immediately after ours, as well as Lewis Markland Mash. So his show will be on after that. So we still got another 2 hours to go with a couple other shows,
mm-hmm.
but you two did an awesome job. We had brilliant guests on.
We did.
So I'll let you guys chat, and then we'll end our show and give it to Mike Maxheat Mosley.
Yeah. I have to thank you, Polly, so much for co-hosting with me and chatting with me, and it was so much fun.
It's been my pleasure, Josie. You know, and any time, Josie Pasentino, you are my sis. So let's go get them, girl. Conscious Music
let's
Entertainment Radio. Malia McKinney, thank you. We love you. Tina, thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful evening.
You too. But before you go, for people that want to check out you and Champagne, can you please give us your links as well?
Absolutely. You can go to champagneband.com, www.champagneband.com, and that's spelled like the city, okay?
I love it. Thank you so, so much, Polly.
And
thank you, everyone. And we'll talk to you guys Friday, Josie Show. Tomorrow is going to be back to the old grind.
Back to normal. Let's tell everybody who our guests are. Tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, our normal weekly Josie Show will be on. We have got singer-songwriter Debbie Kelly, who is also bringing some goodies to give away.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any better than that, so make sure you join us in the chat room. We'll be giving away goodies in the chat room. And also, we will have Don Murdoch. He's a wonderful singer and songwriter. And the fantastic singer-songwriter Bobby Flores will be on as well. So it is going to be a rocking show tomorrow night. Remember,
mm-hmm.
you can tune in at josieshow.com. You can also listen live from our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Josie Show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a player on there as well. So have a great night.
Awesome. Thanks again, Polly Carmen, for co-hosting with us. He's just incredible, incredible. And thank you so much to all of our wonderful guests that we had on. And it was so much fun. And see you guys next time. Bye, guys. And remember, keep listening to Conscious Entertainment Radio-a-thon. See you guys.